Good morning, it's Chaz Malibu. It's a clear skies, 23 degrees. He called exactly right on time. You know, I get a chance to talk to so many different people on the radio, but to talk to somebody that you literally grew up with, looked up to, and just thought was the coolest guy in the world, and he was the ultimate cool, I am talking to Henry Winkler, the Fonz, right here on the radio. Henry, how are you?
You know what? I'm so happy there was one person clapping.
I'm the only one in here.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. It makes me feel great. I'm now standing at my desk.
He is in his office there in L.A. Thank you so much for calling us. I mean, we are talking to him because we have him coming in next weekend for our 25th silver anniversary of the Super Nationals. You're making an appearance here in Albuquerque. I think that is so cool.
You know what? It is one of my favorite things to do because when you make a movie, when you make a television show, when you write a book, you're usually on a soundstage in an office. Mm-hmm. And then when you come to Albuquerque and you get to meet the people who say, wow, I really like what you do, it is life-affirming.
Not so many people realize that actually you got yourself a degree in drama from Yale.
I really did. Yeah. I never thought I could do that. But that's one of the things in my life that I understand now, that I tell every child I meet, mm-hmm. that you have an amazing amount of power inside you.
Oh, yeah.
And if you have an imagination, if something comes into your mind and it's burning, there is no reason you cannot put one foot in front of the other.
Absolutely.
And get where you want to go.
Well, you definitely did that. I mean, I know you had aspirations to become an actor. You did. I didn't realize how many commercials you did before you actually got your first big break.
I thank the Lord mm-hmm. for commercials.
Yeah.
I never had to do another job. I made commercials during the day for Sanka Coffee,
uh-huh.
for American Airlines, H&R Block Taxes, Schick Razor Blades, or I did the Lords of Flatbush before I left New York.
Well, let's talk about that. So didn't they happen the same year? Had gone to L.A., you had done a couple of things, and on your way back, Gary Marshall says, hey, I want you to audition for this particular thing. We want to get you in for this.
I left for L.A.
Mm-hmm.
the day after we finished the last scene
wow.
of Lords of Flatbush.
Interesting.
I left New York. I landed at 2:45 in the afternoon in Los Angeles, and I had enough money for 1 month. And during that month, I got the Mary Tyler Moore Show
mm-hmm.
and a brand new comedy. We were going to do the pilot. I went home for Thanksgiving. I got called by Gary Marshall and Tom Miller,
mm-hmm.
the producers of the show. They said, would you like to be in this show? I had 6 lines. And I'm now talking to you on the phone.
Isn't that amazing? You started off with 6 lines. Then as that character matured, I mean, you could really say it. I always thought it was interesting that your first season, they didn't let you wear a leather jacket. What, they thought it was too tough?
Yes, that's right.
Really?
ABC thought that I would be associated with crime.
Interesting.
If I was in a leather jacket.
Hmm.
And eventually, the character started to build, and Gary Marshall made a deal with ABC.
Mm-hmm.
I would only wear leather when I was in a scene with my motorcycle.
That's right. I do remember that. Yes. I guess when finally the character of the Fonz really, really took off, they finally said, okay, we can let him wear that cool leather jacket all the time.
Yes, and then eventually they said nothing because Happy Days went to number one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ABC at the time, remember, there were only 3 networks.
Right.
ABC was in the basement.
Wow.
It followed the other two way behind in the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And Laverne and Shirley and Happy Days, and then eventually Mork and Mindy.
Oh, yeah, all sparked from Happy Days.
Yes, pulled ABC up to number one.
Amazing.
Of all networks.
And what's funny is you are like the Kevin Bacon of all of that right in there. I mean, you know, when that one show where you had to set up Richie with a blind date, and then it was you, Richie, Laverne, and Shirley, and then the same thing with Mork and Mindy when Mork showed up at the front door.
Well, let me tell you, when Mork showed up, when Robin Williams showed up, you knew you were in the presence of greatness.
Absolutely.
My job that week was to get out of his way and just enjoy the brilliance that I was watching in front of me.
Shortly after Robin Williams died, it was CNN or somebody had you on as a special guest, and you did talk about that memory that you had and what you felt when you first met him and how the rehearsals and how the actual performance went. And I thought you were very eloquent the way you treated Robin Williams.
But all I said was the truth.
Yeah.
You know, you rehearse a show, everybody says their lines, everybody realize, you figure out where you're going to walk in the scene.
Yeah.
Not Robin Williams. He took the... It was almost, if you can visualize, he took the script, he ate it.
Yeah.
He churned it around in there in his blender. And then he poured it out all over you. And I'm telling you, it was never the same twice. All it was brilliant. And sometimes I forgot my line because I went, did you just hear what he said? I just spoke to Marion. She's off on her way to Kansas.
Wow.
She's like 87 years old. She's going to do a play.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of the great women of the 21st century, honestly.
If you're a big fan, as I was, of Happy Days growing up in the day, you got to see a lot of the cool Happy Days bloopers. And when you took Marion and started flirting with her and giving her a kiss during that whole thing, and you got, and she kept on like a total pro and kept on with the scene, it's one of my favorite bloopers that I've seen.
Because we have a wonderful respect and love for each other. As a matter of fact, tonight I'm having a dinner with Ron Howard.
Oh, that's neat. See how great it is that they still, the Happy Days gang, still together.
We traveled all over this country. The
softball tournaments. I remember when you stopped here in Albuquerque. My older sister Anita actually was a part of a radio station back then, and she brought pictures of you and Ron Howard and everything. You guys must have had it. Did you have as much fun as it looked like you were having out on those baseball softball?
I still have the pins of the hot air balloon festival.
I'll be darned.
From that year.
Yes.
You know, and I then went on and had the most wonderful life. I got to do Scream, The Waterboy, Here Comes the Boom. Ron Howard directed me in Night Shift, which is still one of my favorite movies.
Oh, you and Michael Keaton, absolutely.
Yeah.
Great, great movie.
Keaton's first movie.
It was so neat to see you two together, too, because here you come off playing this cool guy, the Fonz, and to see the character that you ended up becoming in Night Shift was really a nice transition there. And very
different.
You know
what
different. I did? What'd you do?
I decided I was going to play Richie.
That's what you did.
Channeled
Richie.
Howard.
I'll be torn through the whole thing, and that's what got you through that character.
That's right.
Look at this. I mean, Henry Winkler, writer, producer, director, even voiceover guy, too. I loved watching the Happy Days gang in the cartoons back in the day when you guys were doing that, too.
I'm blessed. I really am.
Yeah.
And that is the greatest thing about traveling, let's say, to Albuquerque, and to meet everybody that I would not normally see in person so that I put a face and an energy to somebody sitting at home taking the time to watch.
Henry, it is so nice to talk to you. You're just a wonderful, a complete joy to talk to you. You brought up so many wonderful things, told us a lot about you. We're anxious to have you here in Albuquerque again. This is next weekend, the 25th Annual Supernationals Car Show. Henry Winkler will be out there with his children books to sign, an adult book to sign. So you're going to take your fly fishing book down there to sign too?
I am. And I will not leave, except on Sunday I have to catch a plane.
Right.
But I will not leave. I'll be there Saturday and Sunday in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I will not leave until everybody has an autograph.
Just such a great guy all the way around. We've watched you through, how many is it, four decades, five decades?
Yes, I know, and I'm also going to bring my walker.
Oh, my God. We've been talking with Henry Winkler. He's in his L.A. Office. He's getting ready to come make the trip here next week. Please go see him when you go to the Super Nationals. It's happening again next week, Expo New Mexico, Manmaluhan Complex. I'm hoping that I will be there because I would love to meet you,
goodness,
sir.
Oh, my goodness. I hope you come. That would be amazing to shake your hand.
Oh, I feel exactly the same.
Thanks.
Mr. Winkler, you have a blessed day, a blessed the rest of your life. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. We look forward to having you here, and just Albuquerque can't wait to have you.
Well, you know what? I thoroughly enjoyed this conversation.